WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. As Bryan College Station grows, so does traffic, but the Metropolitan Planning Organization is collecting data that should present solutions. Director Brad McCaleb says a corridor study of Highway 6 reaching from Southern College Station to Northern Bryan is focused on volume and backed up traffic at the on and off ramps.
The purpose of the study is to try to identify some alternatives for addressing the congestion and delays at the interchanges, and then to give us a time frame for when we need to look at developing projects to add capacity to the main lanes of Highway 6.
McCaleb says 27 cameras and multiple tube counters have been recording traffic volume, and the total cost for the study is slightly more than $155,000, which is being funded through the MPO's federally granted planning funds. With school buses back on the road following spring break, drivers for the Bryan School District went through recent training using simulators.
They can sit down at a wheel and have this huge video screen in front of them, and simulations to include everything from rain, sleet, snow, even though we don't have that here that much, but they're being trained how to drive that bus in the snow, even something like a blowout. And so it's a real good way for our drivers to have some professional development training.
Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says the simulator is only one of three in the United States. Brazos County commissioners are exploring the use of internet-based video between the jail and the courthouse. County Judge Dwayne Peters says a retired judge from Dallas County has developed a non-proprietary system.
It can be used for a lot of things, not just jail, possibly not transporting. That's where we think we'll have some savings, not having to transport prisoners back and forth.
Peters says in addition to reducing inmate transports for court appearances, another application is training employees as they do in college classrooms.
Let's say in law enforcement, if there were an excellent instructor in some skill, rather than bringing them maybe here to do a training session, we might could set it up to where, you know, they actually are where they're at.
Peters says once they learn the cost, then a decision can be made on how much will be implemented initially. And as scammers grow bolder in their techniques, the local Better Business Bureau wants to keep BCS residents informed. CEO Bill McGuire says the common grandparent scam, where someone calls claiming to be a grandchild in need of help, has been enhanced to higher, scarier stakes.
This person called a lady up in our area and said that they had a pistol pointed to their relative's head and said, basically, stay on the cell phone. We want to know that you're on the cell phone at all the time, all times, and go to, you know, wherever. I don't know where she ended up wiring this $800, but they wanted $800 to release this person.
McGuire says, of course, no relative was actually at gunpoint. He says the first thing you should do in a situation like that is to hang up and see if you can reach a relative yourself to verify their whereabouts. And here's some exciting news for those interested in culture and history. Volunteers in Southeast Texas doing yard work this weekend at an aging cemetery made a remarkable discovery.
Reverend William King, who led the cleanup effort Saturday at Magnolia Cemetery in League City, says they discovered
a total of 550 graves in the Magnolia Cemetery. There are a total of 125 identified marked tombstones, leaving 400-plus unmarked graves.
Reverend King, along with two area historians, have learned the 400 unmarked could represent slaves and possibly soldiers. King says the enthusiasm of the volunteers this weekend was so high.
You would have thought that there's some type of family reunion taking place, and I believe literally the souls and spirits of the deceased were saying thank you.
Reverend King is seeking a state historical designation for the cemetery. Scott West, TSN News.
And if you're driving in the Madisonville area today, yesterday evening, a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck tractor on FM 39. The roads are now clear, but do be aware that railroad crews are still working to upright the 11 derailed cars. The driver of the truck was taken to St. Joseph's. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
All right, so it's springtime. That means that we've got warm weather from here on, right? Okay, and we might. We very well could. But it's when the weather is cold, when that north wind is blowing, that you may know that your windows are not doing their job. Well, you know it then, but they're not doing their job any day, no matter what the weather's like outside. They could be leaking out the air that you're trying to cool on the inside of your house, or air that you don't want coming into your house is because your windows don't seal tightly because they are old. Well, that's where Intercon comes in. One phone call to Intercon, 823-3639. Folks will come out from Intercon. They'll assess your situation, let you know whether you can repair your existing windows or put new windows in, and they'll give you an estimate and leave you alone. There's never any high pressure from Intercon, and I mention that because there are people in the window business who do use high-pressure techniques, but Intercon doesn't. This is a home-owned company. The people who work for them every day. They're not crews who come in from out of town to do the work. They work for Intercon every day. Let them go to work for you. Give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March Sales Event Madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, Ridgeline, and CRV. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey, Pilot, Cross Tour, and Fit. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March Sales Event Madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
7:14, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, not quite as warm today, and cooler temperatures are in store for the region as we head through the middle part of the week. We'll be partly sunny today. We'll find our highs around 80 degrees. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms crossing the region tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be close to 50 degrees. Clouds will increase on Thursday, and highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Very sorry.
It's all right.
All right, sports coming up. We're going to find out where the Aggies are actually seated today. We'll tell you if you listened yesterday. Coach Blair nailed it. Also, Aggie baseball later on tonight, and we've got updates on the NFL maybe expanding their playoffs. More with sports coming up at 7:50.
Oh, good. Let's let everybody play in
the
playoffs.
It'll be like the NHL.
It will. Let everybody play. If you can fog a mirror, you make the playoffs. Well, what it is it's one more date.
Revenue.
Yeah.
I can fog a mirror. Can I make the playoffs?
Well, I don't know. You might. Yeah. You got to make the team first, but if you make
the team, man.
Then you might be able to make the playoffs.
Well, that's so just not
right.
Fair.
Well, I know. By golly, we need to make sure that women can play in the NFL, don't we?
They're trying to make it where Cleveland will finally make the playoffs.
Oh, that's good. But you know, Cleveland does have another team, not the Indians, right?
Yes.
Well, no, hey. But Kat's a big Indians fan for some reason or other. I don't know why.
Like underdogs. This year I'm rooting for the Astros.
That would be a good choice for an underdog.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it quite like that.
They may go 0 for the season.
Well, and we don't, you know, I mean.
Well, season hasn't started yet.
Again.
Call me your harsh words,
well,
Kevin.
Still.
They're going to get trashed. It's going to be bad.
And it's good. You know, we carry Astros baseball,
hey,
you know, on our radio.
One. I have been to an Astros game where they beat the Dodgers 10-0.
Yeah, well, that's fine. They play a lot of games.
I don't know if the Dodgers were really drunk or stayed up the night before.
But the our radio station, our sports station, is going to carry a lot of Astros games, and that's becoming more and more important because apparently in Houston, it's getting very difficult to be able to watch the Astros on television.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
No. I mean, the ability to see them, not the enjoyment of watching them. But, yeah, they've apparently, they're getting into a big contest with the cable companies or something there. And so, as a result, it's pretty hard to watch the Astros now. So, you have a bad team. They're going to be bad for a couple of years, and you can't see them on TV.
They're just a young team. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're potentially good. They just haven't met their potential yet.
I think that's more accurate, literally and figuratively. That's just hard to watch.
That's it. Yep. A Florida man celebrated the one-year anniversary of his arson arrest by
setting something on fire?
That's exactly right. Awesome. Yes, James Bates, charged with setting the vacant house next door on fire. Mr. Bates was already on felony probation for his conviction last year. Police say that when he called dispatchers to turn himself in, he told them the flames are going silly now, they're going crazy. pretty much like him, I would suppose. Okay, so I talked to some people yesterday, want to hear this again. This is a school in Australia.
Oh, I love this.
And what happens is you call in to report your child's absence or whatever. And that was the system. What happened is people continued to call for reasons other than that, basically to kind of criticize the school or administrators for the way their child had been treated or something that had happened. And so they basically put together a new answer when you call the school. This is the actual response when you call the school.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. Mm-hmm. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. Uh-huh. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. Yeah. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. Mm. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Curiosity just, you know, that sounds ever so much nicer with the accent.
It does, doesn't it?
I want to hear that, though, with somebody from Brooklyn going, you know, you want to smack us around?
Yeah.
Push 2.
Yeah, I just, so there you go. We'll see how that works out. I'm sure they'll probably go to court and you'll have to get rid of it and all that sort of stuff. Going to repeat something that we did, I don't know, it's probably been 4 or 5 years ago. And, in fact, a lady had talked to my mom and said, hey, I've started doing this stuff because they talked about it on the radio. It is a way to sharpen your brain, your brain sharp.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So, well, just like your body, your mind needs to exercise, too. And so this is something you think about as you get older, obviously. One way to keep your brain nimble is to practice a technique called neurobics, which uses your senses to help create new connections in areas of the brain, okay?
Okay.
According to researchers at Duke University, done regularly, these simple practices can help keep your mind sharp and ready to tackle new challenges. The neurobic exercise is, this one involves the use of one or more of your senses in a novel way, thus engaging your attention. And as a result, you have that unexpected element to an activity that otherwise would be routine. For instance, use your non-dominant hand as you go through your morning rituals, like combing your hair, getting dressed, brushing your teeth, making yourself breakfast. Careful if you're frying something. Just saying.
Please.
Yeah, but I mean, just there you go. Close your eyes as you shower and use your sense of touch to locate the soap. And wash yourself with your eyes closed. Turn the pictures on your desk or shelves upside down.
Everyone will think you're a weird.
Well, but if you're just doing it, I mean, you know, and they may decide to try it at home. Experience new sights and sounds by going to a new ethnic or farmer's market or a bakery, someplace else that might smell differently. And when you travel abroad, immerse yourself completely in unfamiliar surroundings. For example, go to a small town where nobody speaks your language. Try new foods. Stay in the local bed and breakfast. There, never so.
Demand that they take American dollars and speak English.
Yeah, well, no, you can't do
does
that.
Does anyone here speak English?
No, if you, you know, if you take American dollars, quite often now they look at you like, why would I want that trash? You know?
Yeah.
Used to be American, you know, currency, American currency was accepted every place. I mean, wow. Now you go to Europe and, you know, Euro trash looks at you like, huh? Why would I want this? So, anyway. But there you are, just some things to look at that would be a little bit different for you. All right, first it was the big old sugary drinks, and now Mayor Doomberg, is that what
Rush calls him?
Yeah, Michael Bloomberg. His latest crusade has him targeting cigarettes, this time pushing legislation that would prohibit tobacco products from being kept in plain sight in stores.
Can you imagine an entire city of rude New Yorkers all coming off of cigarettes at the same time?
Well, now that doesn't mean that they're going to come off of cigarettes, but yeah, that would make it even nastier. Under the tobacco product display law, most stores would instead have to house them under a counter or in a cabinet. The only time customers would be permitted to lay their eyes on them is during purchases or when they were being restocked. Mommy, what are those? Mommy, what are those?
Well, if they're going to do that, then I'm going to demand that all these sexy magazines be put under wraps.
Well, there you are. Or, now, but you see...
I mean, if they can make rules, I can make rules too.
It's the slippery slope because the next thing you do, ding-dongs. They'll be hiding the ding-dongs.
You're not kidding.
Yep, that's it. And
then it's just getting weirder and weirder.
The ban, which would be the first of its kind, of course, in U.S. America, would protect young and impressionable New Yorkers.
I am not sure that it is valid.
Okay, young and impressionable? Believe me, they're impressionable by the time they're teenagers.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Such displays suggest smoking is a normal activity and invite young people to experiment
smoking
with tobacco.
Smoking is a normal activity.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about an ostrich. Oh, man. Stick your head in the sand and just act like it's not there, huh? Now, for what he says in his defense is that Canada has had this policy for a long time and there are other countries who do as well. But, yeah, just nanny staters. Nanny staters. All right, coming up on the other side of the half hour, for you people who cannot live without your caffeine, we're taking it to a whole...
Says the guy that has a Diet Coke every day.
That's right, taking it to a whole new level. And this should make you feel good. Seldom do we talk about fashion here because it's expensive, you know?
But we don't care.
But yeah.
I thought it was because this was a man show.
Well, no, not at all. No, men like, you know, fashion. But get this, I mean... The new fashion trend, ladies, for your feet. Hey, ladies, the new trend for your feet, good old-fashioned running shoes. Fashionista.com says that New Balance and Nikes are all the trendy girls are wearing them this year.
Oh, please tell Ben.
Okay.
I really want to wear tennis shoes to work.
Do you? Well, I mean, it depends on where you have to go after that, because, I mean, it doesn't look good with your granny dress that you wear.
Rude.
No, I'm kidding. But,
rude.
But there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to wear tennies around the radio
station. Well, but I thought I had to wear really nice shoes, and every day I walk by my tennis shoes and my feet go...
Yeah, no, I think that, and you know, again, if you see people in the big city who are, you know, they're on the subway coming in, they're wearing tennies. They put the nice shoes on when they get to the office or something like that, but you know, but comfort number one, and menswear is big this year, so sneakers are the perfect accessory.
So I should wear sneakers and menswear.
Well,
you could
do that. I mean, you wouldn't look good in wingtips. I'm saying
no.
I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where...
Transmitted at the request of the City of Houston Police Department. Houston Police Department has issued an Amber Alert for a four-month-old black female child who has been abducted by her mother's boyfriend. He left the area in a stolen white 1999 Ford Expedition. The suspect is Byron G., a black male who is 26 years old and is 5'8" tall. He was last seen wearing black pants, black shirt, and no shoes. The suspect is not the child's biological father. The abducted child is in a white t-shirt and diaper only. Suspect vehicle info. The vehicle is a 1999 white Ford Expedition Texas license plate DK3 North 645. It was stolen from a neighboring apartment complex. Date slash time last seen. March 19, 2013 at 4:30 a.m. Location last seen. West Belford. County last seen. Harris.
Seven twenty-six. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 80 again for a high temperature today. Winds will be out of the southwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Have a chance of rain tonight after probably 1 in the morning, but it's a 60% chance of showers. Then the winds are going to come around tomorrow. We'll have sunshiny skies and a high of 72, about 50 for a low. Do the same thing on Thursday. And then a 20% chance of rain, and we get up to near 80 again on Friday, and Saturday will be about there too. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7, 74% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 55.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Saturday, the Washington Post profiled the boom and bust cycle in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. At the beginning of every month, the town is flush. Millions of dollars flow into the local economy. But by month's end, everybody's scrambling to get by. The economic driver in Woonsocket, food stamps. More than 13,000 in Woonsocket, that's over a third of the town's population, get food stamps. The Post article details the heartbreaking situation. Recipients include single moms and immigrants who are now among the chronically unemployed. Also described is the plight of local grocers, whose stores are like ghost towns when the food stamp money dries up. Then on check day of the new month, stores are bursting, buses are overcrowded, taxis line up early. We learn that demand for food stamp cash is so high that restaurants want in. They are lobbying the feds for the right to accept food stamps. One fast food chain already a part of a pilot program. In the last 4 years, spending on food stamps doubled to $80 billion with 47 million takers. The Post says that Woonsocket's boom and bust cycle reveals twin shortcomings of the U.S. economy. So many people forced to rely on government support, and the government is forced to support so many people. Nowhere in this article, 3,500 words, will you find the name Barack Obama, whose policies are directly responsible for all of this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In an instant, it's gone. And that's the sensation you feel when your computer crashes or is stolen, and there's no backup to rely on or retrieve. So protect your data today with iDrive.com before it's too late. You use multiple computers. You have a smartphone or two in your home. How do you easily protect the data on these computers and devices? You do it by using iDrive.com. That's who provides our online offsite backup here at the EIB network, iDrive.com. It is the only universal online backup service that allows you to easily and securely backup an unlimited number of devices to a single account with no individual per computer charges. iDrive.com offers free 5 gigabyte accounts, and when you use my name, you'll get 20% off when you sign up for higher storage plans. Now, we looked for the best company in the data backup business, and we found it, folks, iDrive.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. School bus drivers for the Bryan School District recently trained on one of only three simulators in the United States. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says drivers went through scenarios including tire blowouts and inclement weather.
It's imperative that our drivers are well trained, and we've had a number of drivers all comment on just how great the training was, and they feel like it's, you know, given them even more tools to be safe on the road. Unfortunately, we've had more incidents of other drivers for some reason not seeing that gigantic yellow school bus and running into us. And fortunately, none of those have been serious. But yeah, we've been very lucky.
Each day, 70 Bryan District buses travel 7,000 miles, enough to cross the U.S. and back. Later this year, Brazos County commissioners will learn the price of installing internet-based video between the courthouse and the jail. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the video link doesn't have to be restricted only to jail inmates appearing before a judge.
You have to have the approval of the judge and prosecutors and defense attorneys and all, and you know, that's to be seen. But if we had this system set up where they might could have witnesses actually testify, you know, in a court case.
Peter says it has to be secure in order for inmates and their lawyers to hold private conversations.
I think they told us if a hacker did one hack per second, it'd take 500-something thousand years to break into the system. So they tell us it's very secure.
And the two-way video could also be used for educational purposes instead of bringing people to town to train county employees. And although working at home sounds like a dream come true to some, Bill McGuire with the local Better Business Bureau says not to let your guard down when looking for an employer.
A lady dropped by a phony check just this last week. She had been looking online for part-time employment opportunities. They asked her to be a mystery shopper, and they offered $300 per visit to a store. She signed up for it. She got a check for $2,950 before she made her first appearance at a store.
McGuire says the woman was given directions to deposit it at her bank and wire money back to them, which should always be a red flag. He says, unfortunately, most of the work-at-home opportunities that people ask them about turn out to be scams, but there are a few legitimate ones, so be sure to check with the BBB. Also in employment, Texas gained more jobs than any other state last year.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting Texas picked up more than 310,000 jobs from January 2012 to January 2013. California was the number two state for job growth, with Florida coming in third. As for the unemployment rate, Texas sitting just over 6%, while the jobless rate in California remains in the 10% range. Chris Summer, TSN News.
and backed up traffic at Highway 6's entrance and exit ramps is not only annoying, it's dangerous. Brad McCaleb with the Metropolitan Planning Organization says TxDOT has a ramp project in the works to make it safer, but the MPO is also conducting a corridor study on the volume of traffic.
We suspect that it's primarily caused by the volume of left turn movements. So some of the things that we can do to address that is instead of having people make a left turn on one side of the interchange and then a left turn on the other side of the interchange, we could add a turnaround structure where you don't have to go through any of the signals.
He says Alliance Transportation Group out of Austin is doing the data collection and analysis, and the MPO will meet with the Highway 6 Advisory Group soon. McCaleb says there will be public meetings in the near future. Finally, drive carefully if you'll be in the Madisonville area. Railroad crews are working on FM 39 to upright 11 train cars, which were derailed last night when a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck trailer. The truck's driver was taken to St. Joseph's. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine, not quite as warm today, and cooler temperatures are in store for the region as we head through the middle part of the week. We'll be partly sunny today. We'll find our highs around 80 degrees. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms crossing the region tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be close to 50 degrees. Clouds will increase on Thursday, and highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wish them well, but not too much Saturday at 3 o'clock.
That's Coach Blair talking about the A&M's first foe in the NCAA's Wichita State. More on that, plus A&M baseball tonight and the NFL looking to expand the playoffs. All with sports in 12.
All right, there we go. Or 12 or 13 or ish. 14. Yeah. So humans know how dogs are feeling. What it says here. Walden University. Did y'all used to play them in sports when you were over there going to school? You. I'm asking you.
Me?
Yeah, Sheffield. Did y'all play like Walden? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard it. They don't really do intercollegiate athletics there. Like, we don't have a Sheffield Pirate or something like
that.
Yeah,
no, they're scared to make a fist. I know.
No.
They are, too.
That's not what I meant.
They are, too. They're scared to make a fist.
It's not the same as America. They don't have the same... They don't play off against each other or have.
Yeah, exactly. They have no competitive spirit. I understand.
That's, no,
yeah.
That is.
And they're all pasty with bad teeth. But what else?
Yeah. They have a rowing team.
Yeah, they do.
Well, at least they're not rude, they're, Scott DeLucia.
Well, that's what. Sorry, we are who we are. We are U.S. Americans after all. But anyway, humans know how dogs feel. That dogs make good pets because, in part, their faces convey emotion. So, you know, no secret. Two scientists from Walden University discovered a scientific basis for our emotional relationships with dogs. According to the London Telegraph, volunteers could correctly spot when a dog was happy or sad or angry or surprised or scared when shown only a picture of the animal's face, suggesting that humans are naturally attuned to detecting how animals are feeling.
I don't know how my goldfish is feeling.
Well, no, we're not talking about it. We're talking like this mammal. We're talking to dogs. Now, and the deal is, I don't know, are we attuned and just don't care? Because, I mean, that can certainly happen.
Well, my question is, how do you know? Did the dog tell you it was sad?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's even more surprising is individuals that are less experienced with dogs are more able to detect their emotional state.
Weird.
People with minimal experience of dogs were better at identifying canine disgust or anger. Well, yeah, the dog's biting them. Yeah. Anyway. Perhaps because dogs' owners convince themselves that their dogs are not aggressive. Yeah. I got dachshunds. You know what? They're aggressive.
Yeah, they are aggressive.
They do not play well with others. They don't. Even with each other sometimes. But if you've ever watched any of these dog training shows, like the Dog Whisperer or whatever, I mean, here's somebody who's had this dog for years, and he comes in and immediately tells him something. They're going, oh, I didn't know that. Well, you know, they're not paying attention.
Yeah, everybody else watching is going, yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah, we know. We can see this. Now, the one thing they don't mention is that you see the dog's face, but you don't see their tail, and often their tail tails a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if their tail's tucked, if their tail's out, it's wagging, and how it's wagging, and all that sort of stuff. But anyway. There you go. That's one animal behavior story for you today.
I still want to know, though. Did the researcher sit down with the dog? So how do you feel?
Yeah,
today?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
They don't know.
Always love that about dog behavior specialists. So how are you feeling, dog? What are your thoughts about that? Yeah, dog, yeah, really.
That's our second dog whine on the show today.
Yeah, very nice.
I didn't do that one.
And you know,
I did the first one.
And Lee is not even here yet.
No.
So there. Roosters don't crow because it's daybreak. They crow because it's instinctive, according to current biology.
They crow whenever they feel like.
You know, that's true. Yeah.
And they crow when some kind of thing stimulates them, whether it's car lights or a weird sound.
That's right, or post toasties or whatever that whatever that cereal was that used to have a rooster on.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Anyway, writing in the journal Current Biology explains that scientists set out to determine whether the light woke them up or if there was some kind of an internal body clock at work. Again, how much were these scientists paid, and what does it matter?
No, my question is, sounds like if this is what their big concern is, obviously they never spent much time down on the farm.
Well,
don't understand that roosters don't just crow when the day comes up.
Could well be. They may have been shocked to find out they could crow at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, they can crow anytime they want.
Performing a series of tests, researchers found that circadian rhythms were beneath the early morning crows. In one study, the birds were put in light and sound tight rooms, given 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dim light. They crowed about 2 hours before the lights came on. In a situation where the birds were kept in a constant dim light, the roosters still continued to vocalize early in the morning, suggesting their internal body clocks were involved in timing with the early morning crows.
Well, they could have crowed just because the investigators came into the room.
Exactly right. Any of that, we don't know the specifics again. Why did we have to pay for this? Aren't there more important things that scientists could be doing?
No, what I think is more fascinating is that every rooster's crow is different. And whenever they're going through puberty and they kind of crow in between, like, crackily, it's just so funny. It really is hilarious.
Their voices crack?
Their voice, they're like, rrr, rrr, rrr. Like, it's just so funny. Their voices do crack.
Now we got dogs and roosters today.
Wow.
But we could tell which rooster was crowing by just how they crow.
Yeah, I wonder how those chickens felt in that. Never mind. A New York man is marketing the world's strongest coffee. His name is Mike Brown. He claims Death Wish coffee, guaranteed to cause many sleepless nights. The special roast is twice the strength of normal espresso. Oh! Brown says the roasting process is a secret because we have created something revolutionary and we
created
don't want it stolen.
Monster.
Yeah, the extra strong coffee available on Amazon. It's deathwishcoffee.com. Tell you that to tell you this. Coffee now can be used for running a vehicle. That's right, a Guinness World Record breaking car. Britain's Martin Bacon, his name is Bacon, he converted a Ford pickup into a Coffee Mark II, a coffee car Mark II. It's the world's fastest coffee-powered vehicle. He installed a charcoal stove on the car, which breaks down coffee bean chaff, that's the byproduct from the roasting process, into carbon monoxide and hydrogen. The gas is cooled, filtered in. Hydrogen is used to power the regular gasoline engine, and the car officially hit a top speed of 65 miles an hour.
So what happens if you're in a wreck, though? You got a car full of charcoal.
Oh, man, could you imagine? How nasty could that get?
That's a fire.
Yeah, too bad.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March Sales Event Madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, Ridgeline, and CRV. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey, Pilot, Cross Tour, and Fit. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March Sales Event Madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you unhappy in your marriage and thinking of leaving? If so, consider this. 2/3 of unhappy couples who stay together say their relationship is significantly better within 5 years. But to achieve that, you and your spouse will need to tie yourselves to the mast. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In Odyssey, Homer's epic work, Odysseus encountered the mysterious island of the Sirens. These creatures' enchanting voices were so beautiful, they distracted the sailors from their journey, imprisoning them forever. But Odysseus knew the dangers, so he put wax in his crew's ears and ordered that he be tied securely to the ship's mast to prevent him from being lured away by the creature's seductive melody. Odysseus commanded the crew to stay true to their course no matter what. Like the ship and her crew, marriages in our culture become vulnerable to voices too. Often we'll end our marriage at the first sign of trouble. But marriage is a covenant designed to help us weather the most difficult challenges, a vow requiring us to tie ourselves to the mast. So if your marriage is unhappy, it's not too late. Commit your relationship to a course of growth and healing. Before long, you and your spouse may discover the relationship you've always dreamed of. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC-branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Suddenlink has business solutions that can save you money. You're wasting money right now, probably, and you're slower internet than you'd like to have. Guess what? They can eliminate those expensive communications because new customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. It's difficult for you to be able to control costs sometimes, but not when it comes to your phone and your internet service. All it takes is a phone call to Chad Cowan or one of his staff at 595-2413. They will provide the business solutions that you need. You know, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you may have had for years and years, and you get to save money as well. Now you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. Call Suddenlink right now and find out about the special bundling price offers they have. You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. And again, you get crystal clear connectivity and the high-speed internet can make you more efficient every day. So give them a call at 595-2413 and find out about business solutions from Suddenlink.
Gentlemen, when you're ready to make a great impression at an important event, perhaps a graduation, a job interview, or a wedding, you need to go to Sonny's Barbershop, the real man's barbershop. The experts at Sonny's always make your hair look its best. But why wait for a special occasion? You deserve to look your best all the time. So get your next haircut at Sonny's and discover for yourself what I've known since I came to Aggieland. People notice the Sonny's difference. That's why I get my haircut there. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team earned a number 3 seed in the 8th consecutive NCAA tournament as the field of 64 was announced last night. A&M comes in with a record of 24-9, and they will host the first and second rounds at Reed Arena. The Aggies will face number 14th seed Wichita State in the first round to be held this Saturday, 3 o'clock at Reed. And here's Coach Blair on the Shockers.
It's their first time into the tournament, just like Albany. And it's good to have those new teams in for the first time. So I wish them well, but not too much Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Winner will move on to the second round and meet either the 6th seed Nebraska or the 11th seeded Chattanooga. That game's Monday the 25th at 8:30, and both games will be broadcast live on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Aggie baseball is looking to keep a pair of streaks alive, entering tonight's tilt with Dallas Baptist on a 7-game home winning streak and a season-long 4-game win streak overall. Here's Coach Childress.
Well, it doesn't get any easier. You're talking about whether it's the Big 12 or the SEC, you got to have a short-term memory when things don't go your way, and you also have to have it when things go your way. And Dallas Baptist coming in, a very offensive team on Tuesday, and turn around and take off on Thursday for Ole Miss, so it definitely doesn't get any easier. We'll have our challenges ahead. We get a day off, and you know, the challenge will be on Tuesday against Dallas Baptist and Dan Heifler's club.
A&M is coming off a 3-game sweep of Georgia in their SEC opening series. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and all the action is live right here on News Talk 1620, WTAW. A pair of Aggie throwers were recognized as the National Athletes of the Week by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Association. Senior Sam Humphrey and freshman Shelby Vaughn established early outdoor season-leading marks in the men's javelin and the women's discus. In the NBA, Darren Collins scored 24 points last night. The Mavs topped the Atlanta Hawks 127-113. Dirk Nowitzki added 22 points, and the Mavs were about 60% from the field yesterday. The Miami Heat now own the second longest winning streak in NBA history, picking up their 23rd consecutive victory with a 105-103 comeback win at Boston. The Heat trailed by as many as 13 with 8 minutes left before closing to a 22-7 run. LeBron James scored a team-high 37 points, including a tie-breaking jump shot with 10.5 seconds left. In spring baseball, Yu Darvish scratched from the start because of a strain in the neck. Derek Lowe filled in with 3 scoreless innings, leading the Rangers to an 8-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. In the NHL, Louis Erickson scored twice last night. The Dallas Stars edged the Calgary Flames 4-3. Eric Nystrom and Eric Cole also netted goals for the Stars, who snapped a 4-game losing streak, and Dallas goalie Kari Lehtinen made 16 saves. And finally, in the NFL, they will not be adding teams to the playoffs this season, but still discussing the expanded postseason. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league's competition committee has looked into adding teams to the playoffs, and the topic will be discussed at this week's owner meetings. However, he says the ads will not happen this year. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during the brutally hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Have them give you a bid to install a state-of-the-art irrigation system for your lawn or garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades here in the Brazos Valley and are front runners in the industry. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get your irrigation system installed quickly before the rush. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726 or go to the website PrinceIrrigation.com.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first parachute.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what half-price books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to half-price books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at half-price books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to half-price books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet. And I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at half-price books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Acme Glass.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 229-9051 today.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
All right, so here you go. You're driving off to work. Are you a little bit tired today? Well,
yes.
All right. You're too young to be tired, just by the way.
Now, let's not start that kind of accusatory business again.
If someone is dragging at work today, it's probably because they got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
And this is a way to fix that, to walk up behind your coworker and shriek in their ear?
I don't know how to do it. They call it nocturia, where a person gets up once or more than once at night to go to the bathroom. And experts say that people with nocturia lose a quarter of their productivity at work the next day. Oh, my gosh. And a third of U.S. Americans apparently have this malady. What will we do? What will we do?
Do you have a solution for us?
I don't. I merely am throwing the problem out there to let you know that there's a name for it first, so that when you're at work today,
it's called a potty problem.
That's it. When you're at work today and you have your head down and you're drooling and your boss walks by because you're asleep, you can go, "It's nocturia, boss." And they'll go, "Oh, well, okay. I'm sure you're getting treated for that." got to be. Don't you need to have a name for it? Now you feel better about it. There's probably nothing you can do.